Hi there, I'm Katie Rose, and welcome to The Rooted Reinvention, a podcast exploring the real-world journey of reinventing who we are without burning out or burning our whole life down. I teach people how to make lasting change by melding my Master's in Neuroscience and my cognitive therapy qualification with common self-help tools, spiritual concepts, and my personal experience. Because being yourself doesn't need to feel so damn hard. To get more information on podcast episodes, please visit rootedreinvention.com/podcast. I've been in the self-help space for about 2 decades, and the most common theme that I'm still seeing is that people have what looks like a good life, and I say good life in air quotations. They'll have a steady job, somewhere to live, good friends, family, but they're not feeling good. They're not feeling like they are in the right place. They don't feel that they're meeting their potential. They don't feel good enough for what they wanted their life to be. They set the same goals without feeling they're improving themselves, and they find themselves consistently going through the motions. And the first thing I always say to them is, this is not your fault, because we are not taught how to define what we want, how to set the objectives of the game that we are playing in life. We are not taught to question this. From a young age, we are taught that the world exists in a certain way, and we learn about things that are meant to give us joy. We learn about the shoulds. We're bombarded with advertising that this will make us happy. And we end up spending a lot of time and energy and money on seeking out answers from others. So whether that is buying the things we see the celebrities talking about in the media, whether this is buying courses or books, trying to study, trying to look for that knowledge of what's missing and what they're doing wrong. The first step to, I guess, winning the game is understanding what the end objective is. If you didn't know that in Tetris your aim is to clear lines and therefore you needed to put the blocks so that they would fill the gaps, if you never worked that out, you would really struggle to play that game, certainly for very long. If you were playing a role-playing game where you were given quests and you were on a journey through a story, if you didn't pick up the quest that said, oh, you need to go to this person because they might have the answer, we've heard it on the grapevine, or, oh, this person asked for help, go speak to them and find out what it is they need help with. If you never got that piece of information about this is the quest you are on now, this is what your main objective is, you'd be wandering around the map, lost forever. And I feel like this is how we are in our lives, because we're not taught the objective of our game, and we are not taught that we can check the map and we can ask around and that we can think about what we want and pick our own quest. We are just told, here is school, here is work, here is family life, here is retirement, this is the path. So thinking about who you are is always a result of what past you did or what you do. The first step is always to define what it is you want, define the objectives of your game. So what does successful life balance, thinking about last week's episode, or reaching your potential, or living a good authentic life, however you want to phrase it, what does that look like to you? Is it that you want to wake up in the morning feeling awake, not needing a ton of coffee or multiple naps across the day? Is it that you have a gentle transition between each task in your day without having to rush from project one to project two? Is it that you know that you have ebbs and flows in your day and you want to rearrange things to fit in with it? For example, I know that I am most alert and creative and almost organized in my head first thing in the morning. So I am recording this in the morning. I try to record these in the morning because that is when my brain works. That is when my creativity is highest. That is when I feel most alive. It's also why I'm kind of low in volume, because my husband is snoring next door and I don't want to wake him. But until we define what our objective is, we won't know if we're close to that goal or not. We won't know if we've reached that goal or not. We won't know if we're on the right path. We won't know what steps to take to get there. Like, we're just going to be completely lost until we know where we're going. And much like kind of knowing what your current level is in a game, exploring what you want to achieve is the only way to kind of measure progress. But again, we are not taught how to consider what we want, to think about what quest we want to pick up next, to really define for us what joy or happiness or success or a well-lived, authentic life looks like. You know, we get marketed it all the time, but actually for every person it's different. Seeing images of people sunbathing on a beach with their laptop doesn't appeal to me. I want to see someone in ripped jeans in their garden with their cat. That's very much how I see my life and what I would like success to look like. So thinking about what you want really involves getting curious about your sort of life context. So knowing what you want is not a logical, practical process. And this is something that took me a long time to really understand. Part of it comes from feedback in your body and your emotional responses as well. So even things like considering the life you currently live and looking at the things that get missed, the way you feel, the way your body responds, the things that fire you up, things that drain you. And it can be as simple as if you have a shower versus a bath, does one relax and rejuvenate you more? When you have a cup of tea or a cup of coffee at different times of the day, do they do different things for you in terms of how they make you feel? If you have any unusual responses, like you're drawn to napping a lot at the moment when normally you're not a napper, or being pulled into a shop that you wouldn't normally frequent and you can't really explain why, paying attention to these little cues is like listening to whatever your soul or your desires or your true feelings want. And just following that and seeing those threads and kind of weaving them together a little bit, looking for those threads that have been there under the surface throughout your life. That is your compass, and that is all you need to follow to start finding what it is that you want and defining what it is that you want. So if you are feeling lost and want to discover what it is you actually want so that you can take some action, map out your path, start making progress towards it. Consider the themes of what you're already doing. Look at the context of your life so far. Think about the game you are playing and look at the path you have taken. If you can't find the objectives ahead of you, what have you already done? What way have you already come? Because you've probably been following those cues subconsciously or unconsciously. So I remember, if I look back at my childhood, about what made me passionate, what things swayed me at certain life decisions, I remember even at the age of sort of 7 or 8, teaching people in the playground. I was a natural mentor. I would play with the children who were a year or two younger than me, and I would be talking to them about how they could be problem solving their friendship problems, or how to play a game that was for 4 players when they had 3. I was a natural teacher, mentor, problem solver. And equally, when I look back at my values, I've always had this steadfast sense of honour. No one else in my friends or family seemed to view the importance of honour and integrity and truth and not breaking promises like I did. And this goes back so far that I can't quite figure out where I got it from. But if I look at my favourite films, my favourite books, they have honourable, strong female characters in a leadership or coaching role. And if I stretch my reflections to like the jobs I've held in the last 20 years, my day jobs have all been in mentorship, in support, in running group programs, teaching life skills. So looking through the life that I have already lived, I can see the threads running through. I can see the quest I have been on, even when I didn't know what it was. And that can help me define where I want to go in the future. That can help me define, well, clearly my objective at the end of this is to continue leading, coaching, teaching, speaking, educating, because that is what I've always done, and doing it from a place of honor and truth and integrity, because that is what I have always done. That is who I am. And I think this is almost the missing piece in self-development, in personal reinvention, whatever you want to call it. If we don't know who we are on the inside already, and like those roots that we have, we really struggle to grow as a tree and to extend our branches and to feel fulfilled and successful. I know that I am here to say that we can design our lives, and it doesn't need to feel so damn hard, and that we don't really know what we want because we didn't know we could ask. So think of this as your starting point. A surgeon plans out surgery, but they know what their objective is, and they know why they are there because of the symptoms the patient has had up to that moment. An architect and builder make plans together. Physician tailors common knowledge to an individual person. And yet we don't plan out our day-to-day life. We don't tailor our experiences. We often pick goals or landmarks, but it's often that we don't know where we're going. And that's no wonder we feel so lost all the time. Really, I just want to say we don't have to continue feeling lost. We can look backwards and reflect on who we've always been. We can think about the game we're playing in our current life, the roots of who we are at the moment, and we can then make a plan to move forward and then start making progress because we know where we're heading. If this is something you want to dive into more, I do have a free resource called The Rooted Roadmap, which specifically will take you through a few of the steps that I recommend to get started in this kind of process, which includes kind of journal prompts, sort of questions like I've been asking in today's podcast about how we can think about and reflect on the roots of who we are at the moment and how we can then reinvent from those roots rather than having to start from scratch each time. As always, stay safe. I hope everyone in your life is well, and thank you so much for listening. I'll speak to you again next week. Bye. Thanks for listening, and as always, you can find out more at rootedreinvention.com. Take care. Remember, you are more capable than you often realize, and I'll see you next time. Bye.